2 Kings chapter 25. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, on the 10th of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and encamped against it, and they built turrets against it round about, and the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the 9th of the 4th month the famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. And the city was broken into, and all the men of war fled by night, by the way of the gate between the two walls, which leads to the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were by the city round about, and they went the way toward the plain. And the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, and overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. And they took the king, and brought him up to the king of Babylon unto Riblah, and they pronounced judgment upon him, and slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him with chains of brass, and carried him to Babylon. And in the 5th month, on the 7th of the month, which was in the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, captain of the bodyguard, servant of the king of Babylon, came unto Jerusalem. And he burned the house of Jehovah, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and every great man's house he burned with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the bodyguard broke down the walls of Jerusalem round about. And Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, carried away captive the rest of the people that were left in the city, and the deserters that had deserted to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the multitude. But the captain of the bodyguard left of the poor of the land for vine dressers and husbandmen. And the brazen pillars that were in the house of Jehovah, and the bases, and the brazen sea that was in the house of Jehovah, the Chaldeans broke in pieces, and carried the brass thereof to Babylon. The cauldrons also, and the shovels, and the knives, and the cups, and all the vessels of copper wherewith they ministered, they took away. And the censers, and the bowls, that which was of gold in gold, and that which was of silver in silver, the captain of the bodyguard took away. The two pillars, the one sea, and the bases which Solomon had made for the house of Jehovah, for the brass of all these vessels there was no weight. The height of one pillar was 18 cubits, and the capital upon it was brass, and the height of the capital 3 cubits, and the network and the pomegranates upon the capital round about all of brass, and similarly for the second pillar with the network. And the captain of the bodyguard took Seraiah the high priest, and Zephaniah the second priest, and the 3 doorkeepers. And out of the city he took a chamberlain that was set over the men of war, and 5 men of them that were in the king's presence, who were found in the city, and the scribe of the captain of the host, who enrolled the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land that were found in the city. And Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon in Riblah. And the king of Babylon smote them, and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive out of his land. And as for the people that remained in the land of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon had left behind, over them he appointed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan. And all the captains of the forces, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah, and they came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, namely Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and Seraiah the son of Tanhumath the Netophathite, and Jaazaniah the son of Amaekathite, they and their men. And Gedaliah swore unto them and to their men, and said to them, "Fear not to be the servants of the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you." And it came to pass in the 7th month that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal seed, came, and 10 men with him, and smote Gedaliah that he died, and the Jews and the Chaldeans that were with him at Mizpah. And all the people, both small and great, and the captains of the forces, arose and came to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldeans. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 27th of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiachin of Judah out of prison. And he spoke kindly to him, and set his seat above the seat of the kings that were with him in Babylon. And he changed his prison garments, and he ate bread before him continually all the days of his life. And his allowance was a continual allowance given him by the king, every day a portion, all the days of his life.